Wayne Smith, you served as chief of mission at the U.S. intersection in Havana, Cuba, between 1979 and 1982. What was your job there?
Well, my job was as if I had been ambassador. I was the chief of mission. I conducted negotiations, conversations with the Cuban government. I oversaw the operation of our diplomatic mission in Havana. My job was that of the ambassador without the title.
So what is it like to have, I mean, when we think about what might be happening in Tehran with a possible intersection there, what's it like from your perspective to be in an area that is hostile to the United States and that the United States is hostile to be plunked right in the middle of it?
Well, what you are supposed to do as a diplomat is to try to resolve problems, try to mend disagreements, and to improve relations. That certainly was what I tried to do in Havana. I met with some reception, some response from the Cuban government, but my problem was my own government, which I don't think could ever make up its mind whether it really wanted to have a better relationship with Cuba or not.
Well, you worked under two presidents, first under Carter and then under Reagan eventually.
Yeah, I worked under Carter, and I think Carter wanted to improve relations, but there were those in his administration who definitely did not. It made it very difficult to move ahead.
So what did that mean for you on the ground, on a day-to-day basis?
It was very difficult because I would try to put across positions to the Cubans only to have them contradicted by voices back in Washington.
Now, that kind of frustration can happen even if you're an ambassador in Paris. When it happens when you're the chief of mission in a place like Havana, Cuba, what's the difference? What's that like?
Well, it's much more difficult to iron out. If you're ambassador in Paris, you can probably get on the phone to the president and go to the French and say, no, that isn't correct. What I'm telling you is the straight line. But as the chief of the intersection in Havana, you can't simply say, don't listen to those voices back there.
You can't say to Fidel Castro, don't listen to the U.S. government.
Yeah, right.
Could you socialize, I'm being a diplomat, could you socialize with Cuban diplomats?
Absolutely. With Cuban diplomats, foreign diplomats, Cuban citizens, there really were no restrictions.
But did you not have to be outspoken when you were living and working in the land of a U.S. adversary? I mean, could you actively campaign for change either in the Cuban government or in any other way that you thought human rights?
I'm not sure what you mean, change. I could certainly press U.S. positions and could argue unofficially with Cubans for movement towards a more open society and that sort of thing, but not as an official position.
Good job? Frustrating job?
Frustrating, very frustrating, because I never felt that I had really had the support from Washington. The administration, not the Carter administration, they really couldn't make up their minds whether they wanted to have a constructive relationship, whether they wanted to have a confrontational relationship. Reagan wanted a confrontational relationship. And so after a time, when it became clear that that was not going to change, I left.
That's Wayne Smith, who served as chief of mission at the U.S. Interest Section in Havana, Cuba, between 1979 and 1982. He now directs the Cuba program at the Center for International Policy in Washington.